Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Dr. Will Moreland grew up in Compton, California, when the drug problem, gang violence, and murder rate were all at an all-time high. But he made a critical choice not to let his start determine his finish. For two decades, he studied and used the tools, habits, and mental perspective it takes for anyone to achieve success in life. He's a serial entrepreneur. He started 15 companies. He currently oversees three. You can sign up to read the Moreland Report every month to gain insight on life and business at www.drwillspeaks.com. That's www.drwillspeaks.com. Here is part two.
Well, you just said so much there. I mean, I love it, and I gotta just let my readers and listeners know that, see, this is the magic of Will Moreland, that it's really almost not even what you're teaching entrepreneurs and organizations and business owners. It's the attitude that they're getting, being around you, being basking in this input from you, this attitude, this way you have of dealing with life is what we all need, because, you know, I have a mentor of mine who has a saying, the entrepreneur is the loneliest person on the planet. So, you know, we got to plug in. If you got a chance to plug in to Will Moreland and get around him, I think, you know, maybe it sounds bad, but I'm sure you're teaching good stuff and there's good content and all, but really the magic is in getting around people like Will Moreland and going through life with them. And you know, based on that, I want to put you on the spot here. I mean, I'm well known, and I say it all the time, that the reason I'm in front of the room of the group, or the reason I'm leading and teaching people marketing, is basically because I have made more mistakes in my marketing and more errors in my business than anybody. In fact, I believe in failing fast and failing my way to success, and I have, you know, made the wrong hires and gotten in the wrong partnerships, and I have missed out on opportunities and used the wrong software and invested in the wrong things. And I mean, I've done all kinds of mistakes and messed everything up, but I am the sum of everything that's happened to me, and I use all that to my positive, and I know that's your philosophy too. So could you share with our audience, I know I'm putting you on the spot, so if you don't want to, don't, but could you share some major leadership or business mistakes you've made? And if so, tell my audience what you learned from it.
Yeah, so once again, I'll go and I'll use, you know, my family unit. My family unit is one of the, you know, the most important unit that I'm involved in. But earlier on when I was running my company, you know, we're all running a million miles a minute and, you know, we're just trying to crush it. But one of the things that I found out that I was leaving my family behind. I was making decisions without involving them. It was more so, hey, this is what we're doing. This is where we're going. And I had to step back and say, wait a minute, I don't run my company like that. I just don't come in and say, we all had meetings. We all do this. I don't do anything without talking to my finance team and my accountant. So why was I doing this at home? And so I had to really step back and say, okay, I'm trying to create this wonderful company, but am I doing the same thing, or am I taking the same approach to build a wonderful family? And so a lot of the mistakes that I made earlier on with inside my family was just not communicating with them and not really sharing. A thing about entrepreneurs, a lot of the things that we see are in our head, and it's hard for us to slow down and really communicate that to the most important people that are in our lives. And we kind of have a take it or leave it attitude, like, this is me, this is what I'm going after. Either you get on the train or you get left. But who wants to end up, you know, at the end of the day, very successful but very alone? And so those were one of the major mistakes that I looked at. But just like you, as any entrepreneur, I've made, man, a gazillion mistakes, because you got to remember, I don't care how motivated you are, how inspired you are, how how optimistic you are. There's just some things about business. If you don't have the right business principles in place, and, you know, I follow you, Steve, because you're one of the top guys in marketing. I may have a motivating message, and I may have some things that can help people, but if I don't market it to the right people, if I don't have the right marketing message, it doesn't matter how good my message is. If I don't market it correctly, then it doesn't matter. And so I've made great marketing mistakes as it relates to, you know, marketing my message for the wrong, to the wrong crowd. Some people don't want to be positive, so it's no sense of trying to get them to be positive. So I had to find the right group of people who wanted to be positive, who wanted techniques to be positive, and who wanted to be motivated. And so once we changed our marketing to them, we found great success, and that was one of the things that really drove our company to the success it's experiencing right now.
Well, that is a instructive tale right there for all business owners, entrepreneurs. I know so many that are kind of, you know, they're afraid of making mistakes, or they ask me a question. I get this question a lot. They'll say, what's the best thing I can do to blah, 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 blah? And I'm like, look, I'll give you an answer, but that's the wrong question. Like, that's a question of taking no action, being afraid of mistakes. The real question is not what's the best thing to do. It's how many different ways can I possibly attempt this? So I love that we share that also. And again, the people that you spend time around you, I know they're getting all this wisdom and learning from you. Speaking of which, you know, you've got the book you wrote, Genius Potential, where you talk about everyday geniuses. Now, that already sounds, you know, to people that haven't read your book or don't know you, like everyday geniuses, like, really now? I mean, have you seen any, you know, man on the street interviews on late night talk shows or read any polls lately or met any Americans? Like, everyday geniuses? I mean, you got to tell me a little bit more about what you mean by that.
So the everyday genius concept, when I was doing research on highly successful people, and like I said, I read over 500 books, and what I found out that the most successful people on this planet are people who have really just tapped into their natural ability, and they've mixed it with patience, they've mixed it with strategies, they've connected with the right people. And so I'll take you, for example, an everyday genius as it relates to the marketing world. I consider you a genius in the marketing world. Now, what does that mean? Is everybody going to know who Steve is? Maybe if I went out on the street right now and said, hey, do you know who Steve Cypress is? You know, 100 people may say no, but in the marketing arena, people who are really serious about marketing their business, people that are really serious about taking their business to the next level with great marketing concepts, your name is going to come up. Just like when we met, we were talking about one of our mutual friends. We were talking about, you know, marketing and things like that, and your name came up. You need to know such and such. You need to know Steve. And so when we look at the everyday genius, these are people that you may not know and recognize by name. And one of the people I use in the book is a guy named Greg. Now, Greg is in the movie world, Greg is a makeup artist. And if I asked you if you knew Greg, you would probably say no. But then if I asked you, did you ever see the movie Miss Doubtfire? Yes. Did you ever see Martin Lawrence in Big Mama's House? Yes. Well, that costume and that makeup, that was done by Greg. In that arena, he is a genius. When people want to do a movie like that, when they have special characters and special faces, they go to him. So he may not, you know, even when you watch the awards, those type of awards don't get, you know, Makeup Artist of the Year. They don't get the big play maybe in the end credits. And this year, Makeup Artist of the Year was blah, 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 blah. And they're just running credit. But in his world, he is a genius. There are students around the world that want to learn from Greg how to do what he does. The same thing with you. You're a marketing genius. There are people who consider themselves marketing people that want to learn from you. And so when we talk about the everyday genius, that's what I'm talking about, people who are just passionate about their natural gift and how they're going to impact the world with what they do. Now, you may not, you know, they may not be the movie star, they may not be the producer, but without the camera guy, that movie is nothing. And so the concept and the philosophy is, everybody is important. Everybody has a part to play. So play your part to the hilt. I think it was Martin Luther King that said, listen, if you're going to sweep streets like you're Michelangelo. And so that's what that everyday genius concept is all about.
That's the end of part two. Join us next time for part three.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.